to Ascending with the Arcturians with your host, Vivian Chauvette. Vivian is an Arcturian hybrid, intergalactic healer, and universal communicator. Join us as we explore an era of quantum consciousness and vibrational shift. Human beings are essence of supreme light, expressed as sentient physical life forms. Our unique soul design contains our blueprint that leads us to light body ascension. We are here to help you evolve beyond this third physical dimension, transcend the past, heal soul wounds, integrate life lessons, and embrace the divine matrix. More than a show, it is an experience that invites you to awaken to the truth of your higher self. Are you ready to return to universal oneness? Ascending with the Arcturians begins now.
Hello, everyone. I am Vivian Chauvette, your host, and you're listening right now to Ascending with the Arcturians on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for this amazing hour we're going to spend together. We're going to explore the next six virtues of ascension and how they're connecting to different higher chakra, including your universal chakras. So last 2 weeks ago on the 12th, we explore the first six chakra. Now we're moving forward with the next six and what they're going to do for you and how they can also be a guided force for higher consciousness, higher conduits of light for you. So we're going to explore that. We also have cosmic message for you. We always do on every show. We'll do a clearing towards the end to bring all 12 virtues together, aligning also with the 12th point of your chakra system and allowing you a lot more refreshed, balanced, grounded, elevated, and allowing yourself to rise your frequency and maintain a higher vibrational state. So it's going to be an absolutely amazing show today as we explore these virtues. And what are they? We talked about it last time. They're really embodiment for higher consciousness. They are really assisting us in terms of rediscovering ancient knowledge, discipline, ways that we can implement to allow ourselves to stay in a higher vibrational state, to clear the lower mind and opening also our higher mental faculties. They're really helping to also create positive shift, vibrational shift in awareness, in higher discernment, clearing your emotional body. And you will feel them for yourself. And for those who have followed the first six, you've already felt what the virtue can really teach you. So think of them as archetypes. They are ancient archetypes for ascension. And this is really much what those virtues are about. And just to give you a bit more background, these virtues have been found engraved around the chalice that hold the flame of ascension right into the etheric retreat of Master Serapis Bey. And we know that Master Serapis Bey is a very powerful ascended master. And his etheric retreat is above Egypt. Now, it's not on the physical plane. So it's not physically in the country of Egypt. It's in the solar realm. That's what we call the etheric realms. And it's the etheric retreat of Luxor. So it is known that Master Serapis Bey, the ascended masters, is the Kip, the guardian. He has brought the flame of ascension from the last phase, the fifth phase of Atlantis, to Egypt. And later on, when he ascended, then the flame was brought into his etheric retreat. It's a place of great discipline. It's a great of the mastery of the 12, on the 12 virtues engraved around that sacred chalice that is right here holding the flame of ascension. And it's also the place for the brotherhood of light and the sisterhood of light. So it's a place that you can ask at the soul level to travel there, whether during when you sleep, in meditation, in different ways to connect with this very powerful retreat overseen By the guardians, by Master Serapis Bey himself, and connect also with the Brotherhood of Light. So that add another layer of to why these archetypes for ascensions are so important right now, especially as we're moving into spring equinox this month. We're about to go into that spring clearing, that renewal, that blossoming, the return to life, the return to new growth, expansion. And I know so many of us have been yearning for this expansion to come through. So we bring those virtues to help you, you know, really anchor yourself in a higher paradigm of light, ascension, a paradigm of collective consciousness, or return to connecting to one another, not just remotely or etherically, because we're always connected. And also physically, we're connecting also emotionally. And it's, you know, that return to opening our secret garden. And then it says, welcome back. Let's connect. Let's visit. And so this is why these archetypes help you to clear your inner space. Especially right now, we are moving into so much extreme duality and polarization. So that energy, you feel like it's fell off, like in old layers. And we are peeling off of ourselves. And so allowing each essence or spark of these archetypes for ascension is really uplifting our soul, our heart, our mental mind, and our ways of connecting to all there is. So it brings that aspect of opening to new consciousness, that quantum consciousness that we're naturally navigating through, that we are moving into as a civilization, and also as a family of light right here on this earth, including the earth herself. She is shifting so much, and we'll talk about it on the next show. So the archetype of ascension also helps you to ease the ascension symptoms that many of us have felt and going through our body. It's almost like it release that edge of agitation, even our muscle memory, cellular memory level, and our DNA, everything. It eases those symptoms and bring in a new paradigm, a new archetypes for preparing us for ascension. So the virtues are truly embodiment qualities that we can embody, body, mind, and spirit. It's the quality of goodness. It's the quality of positive new imprint, replacing your old patterning through the subconscious and allowing those archetypes to speak of change and transformation, especially with, you know, the force of light. I think of them as spiritual force that comes through us and help to also reprogram the unconscious and the subconscious, where we hold so much faith. The archives of the subconscious can be so heavily charged with the past, memories, imprint, trauma, stories that no longer serve, and just extract the lesson, the wisdom, the very core knowledge of what these experiences were about in their true essence, and releasing the space, imagining for a moment, opening your inner mind as if you're opening your attic. You're opening the door, you see all this cluster, all those boxes, the dust, the accumulation of things that no longer serve. And you start to open that up and clear the space. So as you clear the space, also a new neural pathway forms, and it starts to get new messages, new signals. And then the next thing you know, something is being uplifted. You have more energy, your body responds differently. Something is opening, clarity, discernment, and so forth. And it's also opening the channels. There's more energy, more space within you to receive higher guidance, to understand at a much higher mental faculty level what is it that we are truly going through and where we're heading to together and so forth. So when we build our strength based on the virtue and we allow them to be a part of our new makeup, while we're moving into the new cosmic human design, well, you know that you're also welcoming the forces of light, your inner strength, your empowerment, you're opening, also activating your own gifts, your abilities, what you're here to come to do. What is your soul design? What is the true alignment with your soul purpose and so forth? So we're very thrilled to present this information to you. And when you receive it, we only ask you take a deep breath, release the preconceived notions of the lower mind, open into a state of receptivity to your heart, to the soul level, understanding that these archetypes or those virtues, the quality they embody, and they're very ancient. And now we're simply rediscovering them. We're returning to these ancient scroll, like those ancient knowledge that has been encoded right here on this plane of existence for a long time. And now we're connecting with them at a conscious level. It's incredible the changes we're moving to. So let's take a deep breath. And then let's look at the next six virtues and which chakras they're connecting with, shall we? Ready? Awesome. So the next six virtue, the first one is calmness. Yes, calmness. And what does it mean? Calmness is more of the evenness of emotion, honoring all emotion, all honoring all mental energies. In a sense, like think of it as a very ancient ocean where you can go and navigate through the waves of emotions and mental energy with more evenness, with more ease, with more stability. So calmness transcends more than just remain calm in the face of adversity, or I breathe into a state of calmness. It's the embodiment of what that virtue of calmness really means. It works directly also with your emotional field, your mental field. And I feel like you're becoming a lot more stable. And that helps also to release the edges of spikes. And so that we move into emotional spikes, we go up, we get bliss, we open, we have, you know, our teachers just say something amazing, we have a meditation, we feel we're connected. And it will last maybe a day or two, by the third or the fourth day, we feel we're crashing down again because we get caught up with the 3D narrative, stories, what's on social media, what your family member might say, your friends, your neighbors, and so forth. You got the energy here. So calmness allows you to navigate to that. The next one is called patience. Patience is also a huge virtue, which is more than good things happen to those who wait, the patient that we conceive on a 3D level. Patience is about waiting with open expectation. It's the patience that comes from the anxiousness of your soul. It's patience is the art of recognizing there's a bigger design at work here. And even though your human side and a part of ourselves, humanity within is eager to move forward, we're ready. Okay, I'm tired of this. Let's go, move, let's go. I've been patient enough. This is transcending that. It's the patience of your soul, waiting with these open expectations. You know it. It's deeply ingrained in your soul. And you can feel already the difference. The next virtue is called truth. Truth is a big one. Truth has a lot of labeling and connotation to that. Truth is attention, is focus, and concentration. Always calling higher truth from the realm of illumined truth. It's an aspect of connecting with this virtue. Truth is also the connections to this supreme intelligence that bring forth knowledge, information, encoding of information to a much higher truth, and with attention, focus, concentration, the truth shall be revealed. It really also connects very much with the virtue of patience. You can feel they're very intimately connected. You can feel that they're supportive a lot of each other. Truth. The next virtue is called courage. Courage is facing the void. It's facing energy, facing what is in front of us in a sense of continuation. The courage of the soul, the courage of being supported by all there is, the courage that defines who we are as divine being, as essence of light expressed as physical sentient conscious life forms. You can feel that courage, facing the void and continuing expansion, moving forward. The next one is called discernment. Discernment is bringing creative thinking. Discernment transcends what the lower mind may say. Well, I know what's wrong, what's right, what feels good for me, what's not. These are the labels. These are the programming, the filters on a 3D level. Discernment elevates you to a higher state of consciousness. It brings that creative thinking that allows you to respond, to analyze, to perceive from that level. You can see it has this higher quality to it. And then the last one is love. Love, which is universal. Universal friendliness, friendliness, connectedness, universal love, universal energy that permeates every being, everything in our, in who we are, that also connects us to the sacred matrix, all there is, the quantum field, every day here in our lives, connecting to all life forms, connecting to the stars of brothers and sisters. Love is the substance from which we were created from. You can feel that it really nourishes and uplifts your entire being. Love as a virtue. So these are just the next six virtues. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to revisit these six virtues, but now we're going to add the six chakras to them and how they connect within yourself, within your own vortexes of energy, and how it works as a benefit for you. So stay with us. We're going on a short break here on Ascending with the Arcturians on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm a big fan of yours, and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, you know, to do that as well. So thank you very much. That's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting. and a great reminder.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
And we're back on Ascending with the Octurians with me, your host, Vivian Chauvet. Before the break, we were talking about the archetypes of virtue called the virtues of ascension in connection with your chakra network. We explored the last six ones, and it was calmness, patience, truth, courage, discernment, and love. And now we're going to add the chakras that correspond with each virtue. So you're going to feel the chakra as we move down. And then once this is completed, we're going to bring a bigger picture together. We're going to summarize all 12 virtues combined, and you will feel them. You will be able to allow them to integrate and allowing the divine spark. It's almost like a spark or seed of energy. We also be part of your being. So the last six virtues, the chakra, start with your crown chakra, what we lovingly call your crown of illumination. Now, right above your head, that crown of illumination allows you to open up your bridge of communication to the solar realms of light, allowing your higher self and also your spirit guides, guardian angels, for those who are also connected to your star family, allowing that connection, and of course, all the way to Supreme Source, and that connection even to the angelic realm, the archangels, and so forth. So the seventh chakra is through the crown, and it's also connected with the virtue of calmness. Then we move up 2 feet above your crown with your soul star chakra. Now we're moving into the universal chakras. Now we pass the seven main. We're moving into the five universal chakras. Those chakras are always perfect. They're always open. They're always attuned. They exist above the physical, above the first layers of the etheric body. They are pure and very much connected to all there is. The soul star chakra connect with the virtue of patience that we talked about, waiting with open expectation, the knowingness, the patience of your soul, to feel and recognize the divine design, something infinitely bigger unfolding. After the soul chakra, we're moving into 4 feet above the crown, we're moving into the spirit chakra. And your spirit chakra connects to the virtue of truth. Truth is attention, focus, concentration, allowing higher truth to come through and illuminate your mind, your path, understanding, bringing you answers, confirmation, that truth that you carry also in your DNA, in your being. After that, we're moving into the creation chakra, and that one is connecting to the virtue of courage. Courage is facing void in a sense of continuation, that energy that you know you are in sync with the direct flow, the pulse of the sacred matrix of life, the universe. And you are in sync with it. The courage of the soul, the courage to know what you know and to continue facing that energy with much grace. The next chakra is called the galactic chakra. And of course, I love this chakra. Being a nocturne hybrid, that chakra really speaks to me. And this chakra connects you directly to the virtue of discernment. And discernment is about opening to creative thinking. It's a discernment that is right at the higher self level. It's the discernment that transcends the mental mind, the mental faculties, the filtering, the any form of illusionary paradigm that we are, you know, been learning to go through and also filter through. And of course, for the next virtue, which is love, universal, the chakra is called your divine gateway. Now, your divine gateway, that's just pure connection directly back to Supreme Source, Prime Creator. And of course, that makes sense, that is directly connected with and to the virtue of love. And love is the substance of all. It's a substance that binds universe, galaxy, stars together. It's the love that also, it is the ultimate substance that flows through you, that express as you, for we were created out of that love essence, that universal love. So you can feel that one really bring the crescendo of everything together through the 12th point of the virtue of ascension. So you can see how these archetypes, those codes of light, really speak about returning to a much more ancient divine blueprint that is encoded within us. And if you look at the sacred 12 virtues to 12 chakras, and you look at the activation of your 12 strand of DNA, the sacred 12 is a structure that's also represented in the etheric retreat of Luxor, overseen by Master Serapis Bey that we spoke of earlier. He's the guardian of this etheric retreat. And it's also an invitation to go in your light body form to connect and meditate around the throne of the flame of ascension, where those 12 virtues are engraved directly around the chalice that hold the flame. So you can tell 12, 12, 12. And that also speaks to us, that already activates something sacred in us. It helps us to clear the path, to move through with more ease to that polarization, that duality energy that we have been so much subjective to. And luckily, there's so many awakened souls on the planet, you included, as a matter of fact. If you hear an embodiment, it's because you know that you brought here a very unique vibrational signature to you that is absolutely unique. And your encoding of that frequency onto the earth plane makes a big difference. That's why it changes those paradigms. We're here to be paradigm shifters at the same time. So those 12 virtues, those archetypes of ascension, allow us to return to ancient knowledge, ancient teachings that has been forgotten over time, throughout history. And now we bring them back to simply allow their essence to be a part of the resonance of who we are. And let them be, you know, a source of guiding force within you, a point where you can connect, breathe into them. So let's review the 12 virtues and looking at extracting the essence of what they mean. So the 12 virtues put together are, first is the virtue of devotion. Devotion is the ability to love in a very steady, ongoing, deep way. And devotion is more than being selflessness and forgetting about your own needs. That's not what it means. Devotion is this ability to love and to remain in that state of frequency. Right? It becomes to activate a very sacred imprint in you. The other virtue is called balance. Balance is the right relationship, the perfect relationship between effort and grace, that state of cosmic balance. You can feel that it restores so much in us. There's so much unbalance that we carry within ourselves. Then the virtue of balance brings that restoration within ourselves. The next virtue is called faithfulness. Faithfulness means standing firm in soul and spirit alignment. It's beyond what we think about being faithful to someone or faithful to a relationship. Faithfulness, it's that beautiful standing relationship and standing grounded and anchor between soul and spirit and allowing that energy to manifest and harmonize itself. The next virtue is called selflessness. Selflessness means to adhere to your inner soul while serving others. Adhering to your soul while serving, it means that you are still of service to the light, of service to Prime Creator, of service to all life. And that's also include that connections with you, that connection to your inner soul. And that's also what selflessness brings. It restores so many also aspects that we have misconception on. The next virtue is compassion. Compassion is feeling the suffering of others while allowing them to go through the experiences and still holding the space, being able to see that what the soul is experiencing may be reaching a point of awakening, an important point of ascension. Well, of course, it doesn't mean just to stand by and do nothing and just go, according to the virtue of compassion, I'm allowing you to suffer, so good luck. No, it's more than that. So compassion is to say, how can it be of service to you without enabling the person or the situation? You're still able to allow the gift to rise from them, from that situation. The next virtue is called courtesy. Courtesy is holding back emotion to give the soul life of others a space to be. Holding back emotion to give a soul life of others a place to be. So the courtesy is very much also interconnected with compassion. You can feel that both are extremely supportive of one another. Holding back is sometimes we want to be so compassionate that we pour and we jump into, you know, a situation or somebody is having an issue or what the plant's going through. And then what happens is that we give the best of ourselves and we give our inner peace and then we drain ourselves. So courtesy allows you to bring also that equilibrium to see how can I also give the space of the soul of others to be. The next one is called calmness. Calmness is what we just talked about, the evenness of emotion, honoring all emotions. Honor your emotions to a state of more neutrality. It's even, the transition like an ocean and mental energy. Then we go into patience. Patience is waiting with open expectations, the patience of the soul. The next virtue is truth. Attention, focus, concentration. Bring in higher truth to illuminate with higher knowledge and wisdom. Courage, facing the void and continuing to move forward. The courage that is encoded within you, a sense that pushes you forward, that allows you to move in that directions. Facing the void, the courage to know I am returning to source. This is where I am from. Discernment is the next virtue. Discernment is creative thinking. It transcends what the mind is sending as signal. Well, I know how to discern what's right, what's wrong, what's black, what's white or yellow or blue. It's the discernment that opens up that creativity, that creative thinking of the mind and how you can implement that. And of course, the 12th virtue is love, universal love, the very substance that binds all of us, the substance that moves through us, the substance that makes the universe change, that creates stars, planets, the very substance of love that also other star people and other interstellar galactic civilizations also are made of, just like we are. And love, it's what binds us. Love, it's what ultimately returns us to home and to one another. So you can feel already the 12 virtues, how they speak to you and ask them to show to show more, to reveal themselves. They're going to speak to you in ways that is the most appropriate for you at that point. And those 12 archetypes encoded directly into your 12 chakra network. More than the chakras, it's encoded right into the soul archetype, into your soul blueprint. It's also part of your 12th strand of your DNA and that multidimensional aspect of you. You can see how we are forming a complex matrix that exists already within ourselves. And we're simply returning to it on a more conscious level, discovering layer by layers. And we're peeling off the layers of who we are. We are incredible. We are very powerful beings. And at that point, especially in 2021, where things are moving to, returning to understand the complexity of this inner matrix that is part of you, that you carry within you, and how it connects you to a much more complex holographic matrix that ultimately, what is the goal, is the light body ascension that return us back to prime creator. Just take a deep breath. Allow everything to sink with you. The 12 virtues, the 12 chakras, directly into the 12th strain of your DNA, with beauty, with ease, with grace, with higher truth. And what is your truth? Yes, let it flow. You're listening to Ascending with the Arcturians with me, Vivian Chauvet. We're going to take another quick break here. And when we come back, we have some cosmic message to give you. We'll do also a clearing technique, and we have some exciting announcements to make. So make sure you stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
And we're back on Ascending with the Arcturians with me, your host, Vivian Chauvet. And before the break, we were exploring the 12 virtues put together. We went through one virtues at a time and also extracting an essence of their meaning. So the 12 virtues really formed that powerful structures of 12, 12, 12 with the 12 chakra system within the 12 DNA strand. We know that by now that those virtues are like archetypes for ascension, and they are very ancient since they were brought along with the flame of ascension from the last project, the last phase of Atlantis, back to ancient Egypt, even into the ancient school mystery, and eventually brought over with Master Serapis Bey when he ascended himself and created this very powerful etheric retreat of Luxor right above Egypt. And today, everyone, every soul in search of discipline, learning, connecting also with an aspect of the brotherhood and the sisterhood of light, and also be able to continue your perfecting of the soul level, can go to this etheric retreat. You know, it's through from thought forms, meditations, dream study. You can ask that you wish to travel to this beautiful etheric retreat and commune and meditate around the throne of the flame of ascension when those virtues are engraved around it. It's a really powerful place. I've taken people there in the etheric plane a few times. I've gone myself there multiple times, working also with the Brotherhood of Light and the Sisterhood of Light that we also are very connected to. And so being in that presence allows your soul to truly release any form of third dimensional residual or form of attachments and allow you also to gain more light and continue to start to gain more knowledge into the higher octaves of light. So the 12 virtues combine, of course, the 12 one being love, the substance of all, universal energy, pureness. So allow them to be part of your life now. Allow these virtues to start awakening more with you. Allow them to be a teacher, a guide, in how they're going to connect with you in a most appropriate way for you. And depending on where you stand on your spiritual journey and what level of consciousness you have reached, to continue more and more. Remember, and we are masterpieces that we're constantly perfecting ourselves. So be patient and kind with your path, with yourself, with your progress. Allow yourself to be able to recognize, you know, how far you've gone so far, so good. How far you have reached in your life, what you have accomplished already. So being kind to yourself allows you to bring your essence back into the equation of wanting to be of service, want to be more. What is my next step? What is my sole purpose? It's also allowing yourself to recognize and take care of you. So we have a cosmic message for you. I came across this message a little bit a while ago, and it was transmitted directly from the Andromedans. We know the Andromedans are extremely enlightened and very advanced star beings, a group interstellar connection. So we work with them very closely. In fact, with my collective of the Arcturians, we are part of the Council of Andromeda with our brothers and sisters from there. So the Andromedan says, pain, the pain that you feel is actually love that is being withheld within yourself. So what is it that you're withholding within you? What is it that you potentially maybe not giving yourself permission to express, to open up, to be raw and real with you, to allowing the alchemy of transformation to let go of the past, of those layers, old wounds, especially soul wounds. So the pain that you feel is an indication that it's the love you withhold. And love, as we know, is the true substance, the true essence of who you are, the ultimate truth. So the more we are healing this paradigm of, you know, disharmonic energy, polarizations, fragmentations, the polarity also of learning through pain, being attached to pain and suffering. I know it sounds harsh, but if you think about it, oftentimes we have been coached to go through your pain, no pain, no gain, right? This old cliches. You know, the more you push through it, the more your muscle hurt, the better it is for you and so forth. So this old paradigm of pain and suffering, it's something has been encoded and imprinted even into the history of the earth and this old paradigm of the third dimensional physical reality that we all have gone through. And that paradigm alone, it's a huge uplifting for humanity and all sentient life form on the planet. There's no longer any need to identify to the pain. We are returning to unity, unity consciousness, unity ways of evolving, of thinking, of creating, of communicating with each other, how we relate to one another, not based on differences and fragmentation of where you were born, what you believe in, and what culture you're from, and so forth, but more in terms of unity. I embrace your uniqueness just like you embrace mine. And that also brings unity. Unity in your thoughts. What aspect of you leads the way for you? What aspect of you is on the front burner? Is it from the motivation to pain and suffering that says, I'm going to reach enlightenment because I have learned my lessons and I'm getting there? That kind of feed a bit of that paradigm. What we speak of us is really healing those trauma and those attachments, known and unknown, conscious and unconscious, that we have gone through thinking that that's the path that leads the fastest way to ascension and enlightenment. So the pain that you feel is the love that you withhold. And love is what brings us back to unity in many, many ways. So let these words, this wisdom, to flow through you. Let us speak at the soul level. Let us speak to your inner being. Let us speak to your body. Let go of the pain body. It's time to shed the layers that no longer, you know, ground you or attach you to the third dimensional physical plane as we have known it. We are transcending that plane. And that means also elevating, rising our vibrational energy, our vibrational state, our consciousness. You see how everything is very much intimately interconnected. So let's do a little we'll do a clearing together to bring forth that unity consciousness. We're going to use your I am presence. It's like calling the name of Supreme Source, your I am presence, connecting with your higher self, your oversoul, your supreme self, and so forth. We are amazing holographic and multidimensional being. So we call upon our I am presence. So from wherever you are, if you have a chance to close your eyes, make yourself comfortable, make sure your spine is supported, feet on the ground, and then just if you would put one hand on top of your heart and the other one on top of your solar plexus, right on top of your navel. So we are connecting the bridge between the feminine and the masculine energy, the bridge between your core soul, willpower, self-love, self-enlightenment, self-empowerment, and also the truth of your heart and the center of love, true compassion, your intuition, the center of great wisdom and knowledge that your heart carries. It is the center of your true master, your inner master. So if you just connect these two points, Roll gently your shoulder back. Open your spine. You may gently tuck in your navel to activate also your pelvic floor. And so what we do, we're going to balance the primal energies of the chakra with and to the upper chakras that connects you also to the universal chakras. So let's just take a few deep breaths, filling your lungs with oxygen. Just feeling the gentle movement of your breath. Feeling your shoulders are relaxed, your jaw is relaxed. Just let it flow. And be open to receive the sacred life force of Supreme Source flowing through you, flowing to your spine, nurturing and supporting every aspect of your being, going into every cell, gland, muscles, system, and function of your body. Just let everything flow. Divine ease, divine grace. Beautiful. We call upon the 12 virtues of ascension, coming together, encoding themselves into your 12 chakras, moving from the root all the way to your divine gateway, 10 feet above your crown. Just feel this opening, connecting you also to your heart, to your solar plexus, and just let everything flow. And repeat, I am unity consciousness now. I am unity consciousness now. I am unity consciousness now. I take a deep breath and release. And let your I am presence permeate every aspect of your being. Uplift your mind, open your heart, and let the sacred life force flow. Beautiful. And now we can release. Remember, I am unity consciousness now. And you are. Awesome. Well, speaking of unity consciousness, we have some exciting news. I will be at a very beautiful conference coming up this month to March 19th to the 21st. It is called Quantum Consciousness in Disclosure. There's a really amazing lineup of speakers, including myself and my husband, Peter. We're going to be presenting on the tensor technology that Peter creates. And I'm going to be also presenting of my life story as an advanced Arcturian hybrid. We're going to bring also consciousness. We're going to do some powerful activation and also connecting with the audience and everything else on the channel information that's going to come through. So anyone feel that it's time to connect together and this time in person, join us at Las Vegas, Nevada, coming up March 19 to the 21st for this very uplifting and high consciousness Quantum Consciousness in Disclosure Conference. And we're going to be there. We're going to bring also our Nubian Copper Pyramid. So come see us at our vendor booth. I'm going to be doing also powerful soul core energy work, activations, clearing. We're going to have also very powerful copper tools available on site. So come also share the Saturday banquet with us and spending time with other fellow light-minded people like you who are said, I am bringing the courage, that virtue to the soul, and I'm facing the void and I'm going into connecting right together at the conference. And of course, the poster is on the screen. You have also the link. It's still time to register. Join us on March 19th to the 21st. And as for us, we're going to be back on March 26th right here. We're going to do a special spring equinox with the Arcturians. We're going to also have always cosmic messages I'm going to talk about soul connections, the earth grids, the crystalline grids. We're going to do also a nocturne transmission and much more. So join us on March 26th, right here on Transformation Talk Radio for the next show, this special equinox, a time to open the windows of our inner garden and let the wind, let the energy, the renewal to come through, let life blossoming in us and allowing us to move forward. It also has been amazing to share those 12 virtues with you today. And I know they're going to continue to expand, speak to you, and activate you the way that you need the most at this point. And we want to thank you on behalf of my collective, my Octurn collectives, and other interstellar groups that we also work very closely with. Thank you for allowing us to be on part of your journey. And we're going to see you back right here on Transformational Talk Radio, Ascending with the Octurians, with myself, Vivian Chauvet, with my team, and also all aspects of the sacred matrix and the beings of light. So much love to you, and stay aligned in the truth of your light. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Ascending with the Octurians with your host, Vivian Chauvet. It has been our pleasure being your host and interstellar guide. We invite you to embrace your uniqueness and authentic self. For more information on our healing services and to connect with Vivian, please visit our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.